This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's not your normal cast and crew. We've got a little surprise for you this morning because Doug Steffen is off and about running around. But don't worry, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, and Joe Crummy of Evil Thoughts Podcast still with you this week. And sitting in for Doug this week, we have a special surprise guest, Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, the editor of Talkers Magazine, the man behind the list that we talk about each and every week. Michael, welcome to the show.
Yeah, this is very exciting. Now, if we can figure out a way to do this, do you think there's any way we can get rid of Doug and take the show?
Once and for all.
You know, Doug is, really. He's starting to get used to this, taking a little bit of time off here and there.
Uh-huh. So, starts that way. We start doing it a little bit more often, and then we do a little quiet letter-writing campaign. You never know.
Conspiring behind Doug's back.
Never. He is the Kim Jong-un of radio and will never give up his position.
Well, it's going to be fun to be with you guys and, you know, talk about all these issues. We've obviously had a very hot week, as always. These are interesting times, to say the least.
They are indeed, and this week is no exception. So I wanted to give you the honor of going through the list, since you are the man behind the one that scans all of the talk radio stations and talk hosts in the country and decides which are the top 10 topics of the week.
Right. This is a snapshot of conversation on news talk radio stations around the country. So when we say number 10 is Major League Baseball playoff push and tied with NFL action and discussion about the TV ratings of the National Football League, we mean conversation on news talk stations, not sports talk stations. At number 9, the Emmy Awards. The sanctuary issue is in the news at number 8. At number 7, Hurricane Maria ravages Puerto Rico and the Mexican earthquake. We are not out of the natural disasters time of the year, and it's pretty horrendous. The climate change debate tied into that, of course, is at number 6. Hillary Clinton's book tour is at number 5. Number 4, great daytime television action. Trump at the UN. At number 3, North Korea's nukes and sanctions. Number 2, Trump and the Russia investigation. All of these are number 1 stories, just, you know, all clogged up at the top of a week of heavy conversation. And topping it all off is we have the Cassidy Graham health care bill at number 1. The people that are being talked about at number 10, Sean Spicer, making an attempt to maintain his position as a television star. At number 9, Kim Jong-un. Number 8, Jimmy Kimmel, becoming all of a sudden a political activist. At number 7, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. Bernie at 6, Hillary at 5, Paul Ryan at 4, Mitch McConnell at 3, Bill Cassidy and Lindsey Graham at number 2, per the health care discussion. And at number 1, Donald J. Trump.
All right. So Michael usually joins Doug in the second hour of the countdown, and where they have kind of a, they go from 10 to number 1 and do a traditional countdown. In this hour, Michael, it's a little bit looser. We just kind of have conversation about all of the topics. And so I want to go around the table here, and we'll start ladies first with Victoria. And Victoria, what were the big topics this week on the DJV show with Doug, and kind of what was hitting you on social media?
Well, we don't really do politics on the DJV show, so some of the issues that we did talk about, of course, was the hurricanes and the earthquake in Mexico and the devastation, and it's so when you see the footage and you see just it looks like rivers flowing down what were streets, and people trapped with trees down and things like that. So of course we've been sending out good thoughts for everyone affected. We didn't really do much on the Emmy Awards. It was kind of a boring show. All of us watched a little bit of it or bits and pieces. We did think the Sean Spicer thing at the Emmys was very funny. Apparently other people didn't on the Republican side. I'm not sure why. I thought he had a really good sense of humor. And of course, I mean, for me personally, the biggest issue of the week is the Cassidy Graham health bill and how it affects women's health especially. It's really, really bad news for women. If you need to be covered by the new Obamacare or whatever they're going to call it, this is very bad news for women.
How so?
Well, because the way it's proposed right now, the Cassidy-Graham bill does not require insurers to cover pregnancy, which, okay, if you have a lot of money, then okay, fine, then I guess that's not an issue, but it's that
will
not
be required. How is that even possible? How is that even possible?
They're not making it mandatory that that pregnancy issues and newborn care also not required. Pre-existing conditions, that's out the window. And there's so many things that technically get defined as a pre-existing condition.
President Trump tweeted, though, that all pre-existing conditions would be covered.
Well, then he should read the bill, because it's not there. I mean, it's not the first time that this president has not read something or has not been on the same page with the rest of the government, so I can't really take him at his word for that one.
All right, Joe, what was on the Evil Thoughts podcast? And you know, I have to do it like Doug, because otherwise it wouldn't be the Countdown Show.
Evil well, you know, I every single one of these topics came up on the podcast this week. To Victoria's point, you know, that's interesting. It's not my understanding. I could be wrong on this, but I thought that they still talk about there is no pre-existing conditions that they can deny you, but they can charge you extra for it. I thought that's what the rub was, that they can't tell you no, but they can. They do have the option to charge you more, and I'm sure there's actuarial tables there, whatever it is. It would confuse anybody, but I believe that's really what's going on. Now, I could be wrong, but that's my current understanding of the health care bill. And it's roughly what it was last time where that is concerned. I talked about everything on the Evil Thoughts podcast. I didn't do the sanctuary issue, but I talked about, obviously, Maria and Puerto Rico. I think the issue there is going to be power, and I think the next couple of months are going to be awful. And you're going to look for all kinds of human suffering in Puerto Rico. It's going to be bad.
Let's stop there for 1 second, because Puerto Rico has been in trouble for a couple of years.
That's right.
Basically going bankrupt. And now with this, what happens? I mean, obviously, it held back from coming in saving the day in Puerto Rico, but there's no choice right now. I mean, we have to go in, and we're going to have to rebuild Puerto Rico.
I mean, unless we just decide that we don't want it to be a territory anymore, you know, and just check please and back away
well,
from it.
You know, that's not going to happen. But
I hope not. I mean, I hope not. But yeah, I mean, it's a disaster. We work with our animal rescue is in Puerto Rico. We were waiting all day, pretty much yesterday, to find out what the damage was, and it turns out our shelter, which is concrete, part of it crumbled, and the entire roof is gone. So. And there are no medical supplies. People can't even. There are people who need insulin, and they're trapped in their houses. It is just a horrific, horrific scene.
Yeah, it's a big mess. I'm wondering whether on some of these smaller Caribbean islands like Barbuda, whether they just evacuated everybody, almost 2,000 people.
Yeah.
I think the governor said there was one guy still left and he was living in a cave. But I'm beginning to wonder whether or not maybe some of these really small islands, certainly not Puerto Rico, but some of the really small ones where they're just going to go, we're closing it. It's done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Dominica
Michael,
didn't fare well either.
When we see these hurricanes and these natural weather events that devastate areas, we look at Houston and we look at Florida and what's happened here over the last couple of months, radio really kicks into gear there and becomes a critical part of the community. And we've seen some great examples of that over the last several months.
Yeah, indeed. Radio is a first responder, and the broadcasters and radio rise to the occasion. As we all know, radio is not in its golden era right now when it comes to the economy, and a lot of people work hard and don't get paid as much as they might have in other times, and yet during these disasters, there are stories all across the country of radio broadcasters who camp out at the station for 48 straight hours and get 2 hours of sleep and are on the air within information and, you know, vital information that in some cases is the only way to reach people because the internet is down, iPhones don't work, and it's those old little devices called transistor radios that save the day. Not to mention that all across the country, and this is for weeks and weeks after the disasters are no longer on the front pages, radio stations are very, very dependable to raise money through numerous charitable efforts to help the victims of these storms.
You know, one of our stations, one of our great affiliates has been with the Doug Steffen and the DJB show, all of our shows, for 20 years plus, WMEL, basically had their towers destroyed, their building damaged, and we were talking to the owner, John Harper, and last week, and he was sitting on the beach contemplating what his future would be. I think he's going to be able to rig something up to get back up on the air because he's got a great following and great support group there with his listeners in the area and a very imaginative engineering team. But you have to think about that. I mean, you know, when everybody else is told to evacuate and you stay behind and then your business and your livelihood is destroyed because you did so, what do you do? I mean, it's just it's sad, and we're hoping and helping John and WMEL get back up on the air, but it's just it's a reality of life and radio.
Yeah, it is.
Interesting when Michael mentioned the transistor radios, there's been a lot of pressure on social media for Apple to turn on the FM transmitter chips that are in iPhones because so many people don't have a way of communicating, and if they have some power left or an extra battery for their iPhone, that's apparently Apple has that built in, but it's not a function that I guess has been turned on. So that's kind of another developing thing that might happen for the next round of storms.
And that's a whole issue in the radio industry to begin with, having nothing to do with storms, that most people don't realize there is a, you know, it's like the emotion chip in Data on Star Trek. It's never on. There's a chip in these iPhones, which are the new transistor radio, that can avoid the speaking of Data, having to go through Data to listen online. You can actually listen off air on most smartphones today. I believe Sprint has done some moves in that direction. This has been an ongoing discussion.
Yeah, MS Radio
is a
company that has really spearheaded trying to get all of the providers and all of the phone manufacturers to really let people know about this chip, turn it on, and get behind it. And it's moving, but it's been a slow boat. It really has.
The biggest problem facing radio during this evolution into the digital era, radio as we've grown up with it, AM and FM radio, is that there are very few radios out there in stores where you buy listening devices.
Yeah. No, it really is.
Radio.
I don't even have a way to play a CD anymore. So
it's all got to be converted to the app. All right, so we're going to continue with the countdown with Michael Harrison, Joe Crummy, Victoria Keelan, and myself, Rich McFadden, here on Doug Steffen's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Get Relief Today wants to give you free information that shows you how. This program is proven to work for credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt. We'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558.
I want to introduce you to a remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies. To say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies every day. The cost to you, 22 cents per serving. The Balance of Nature fruit and veggies products help boost the immune system, up 720% if you do this every day. Balance of Nature fruits and veggies boost your immune system. You heard me right. What an amazing product. Give yourself better overall health. Go online to balanceofnature.com. Make sure you use the code DJV, and you'll get a free month supply using that code. You heard right. A free month. The code is DJV. The product is Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com for a free month supply using code DJV. Experience it for yourself. Balanceofnature.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Mm-hmm. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I am Rich McFadden along with the DJ V Show, Victoria Keelan, the Evil Thoughts Podcast, Joe Crummy, and Talkers Magazine's editor-in-chief, Michael Harrison. Michael, welcome to the show this week.
It's fun to be with you guys.
Hey, so let's talk about a couple of the, some people call it a non-topic of the week because it didn't really get the ratings that that they have in past years. And President Trump even tweeted about the ratings of the Emmys, saying, I'm really sad to see the ratings dipping so low.
Sure he is.
But it pretty much was just a fest to take shots at Trump, was it not?
Now you're so cynical, Michael.
It seems to have been that, and they walk a fine line between being politically pertinent and edgy and satirical. I mean, satire has really reemerged as a major form of political commentary. Of course, it always has been there, but right now, satire comedy seems to have a very, very sharp blade when it comes to political discussion. But there is the argument that should these entertainment award programs that represent the entertainment industry or that nebulous concept known as Hollywood, should they be so involved in politics? And some people feel that the Emmys in this case stepped over the line. Personally, I don't think it has anything to do with the ratings. I think that anything that has to do with mass culture, popular opinion, mainstream media is a thing of the past. And most people don't know what the number one song is. Most people cannot remember what last year's Oscar winner was for Best Picture. We don't know what the big hit record is. We don't know what the big books are. We have a fractured cultural society based on a fractured media, and therefore the idea of the old big numbers that these award shows would get is a thing of the past, which is also one of the reasons why they opt to be so edgy and controversial.
To try starving to get attention?
Yes.
And so many people DVR. I mean, I forgot that it was even on until I saw someone tweet about it, and then I put it on and was sort of bored with it. But, yeah, it's, right. I think that's totally true, Michael. We don't – everyone lives in their own bubble, and – no one really knows what I was watching America's Got Talent's finale last week, and I had to think to myself, wait a minute, I watched this show last year, but who won last year? And it took me a few minutes to remember.
Right.
It was Grace VanderWaal, and I watched her win.
back in the 20th century, in the first beginning of this century, everybody, it was news who was best actor and what was the top movie. Joe and I were talking right before the show today about what I call the widening mainstream, and Joe, you mentioned that a mutual friend of ours once said that it's a mile wide and an inch deep.
Right.
Well, that's what's happening, is that what we consider to be mainstream interests in America is very wide now. Very wide, but very shallow. And big shows like the Emmy Awards or big companies like NBC Television have trouble with their ocean liners navigating this very wide but shallow marsh. It's more for rowboats.
Yeah. You know, a lot of it... The irony to me is that a lot of the shows that we're winning are on-demand places, too. You know,
non-network.
You're talking about HBO.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, right.
Streaming.
And so that there are all these other platforms, Michael, as you were referring to. Everybody's talking about it. There's so many different choices now. Sunday night used to be a place where that would be a great place to be on the air.
Right, right. You know, interestingly, in this environment, there are more shows right now, statistically, there are more television productions that are in distribution today than, I believe, ever before. So it's a noisy world out there for these people. Like, what's her name, the one that used to be in Seinfeld, Louise...
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yeah.
She's the best actress in a comedy 6 times now. Most people have never seen it.
Yeah. Yeah,
right.
It's amazing. Well, hey, listen, no matter where it is, talent and good content will win the day. We won't see who gets awarded it, apparently. It's coming up on 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All survivalists accumulate supplies, but these supplies may be of little use if you don't have your health. Dr. Joel Wallach will teach you how to be more healthy and improve your survival potential. Consider joining Dr. Joel Wallach at the RK Prepper Show in Kansas City, Missouri, on September 30th through October 1st. For more information, please call 417-863-7149. 417-863-7149.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with 2 teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a 4-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Sam's Doug Steffen this week. Filling in for him is Michael Harrison of Talkers Magazine, the man responsible for putting this list together that we talk about each and every week right here. Whether you catch us on demand or listening to us on your favorite radio station, thank you for joining us. Along for the ride, as usual, Victoria Keelan from the DJV Show and Joe Crummy from the Evil Thoughts Podcast. And now we get into some of the meatier, juicier issues, Michael. And there's so many fun things. Let's throw the dartboard out at one of them, and we'll start with the Hillary Clinton book tour this week. And whether people think that she's still relevant, whether they want her to be out there and in front for the Democratic Party, or whether they wish she would just kind of fade away.
Well, all sales would indicate otherwise, right?
You're right, Victoria. It's setting records. It's huge book sales. And I can't understand why anybody would say that she's irrelevant and she should fade away. That was pure politics.
When I was listening, and this is why I was shocked, I was listening to NPR talk about the book the day it came out. And the main point of their story was Democrats in the leadership was just wishing that she would go away.
Right.
Now, I'm sure the leadership obviously is a lot different than the people buying the books, and so obviously that has proven a point, but I was shocked on NPR that they had that conversation.
Yeah, it is amazing, and it's amazing how narrow-minded, one-dimensional, and politically biased most conversation is today on all sides. When I say politically biased, I'm not saying the left or the right. All sides see everything. Everybody wants victory without seeking truth. And the fact is, Hillary Clinton's a very interesting person at face value of that alone. She's very interesting. She was part of the biggest news story of the last 2 years, the election. Mm-hmm. She did, unless proven otherwise, win the popular vote for president, which unto itself is an amazing feat and an important point that opens discussion about the Electoral College and everything else. And she is a major historical figure in terms of the women's movement in politics as the first female to run for president on a major party. For anybody less than 1 year after the election to say that she's irrelevant and should just go away, they should have their head examined or look at their own honesty and values.
All right, Michael, so this is how we stir this up. Joe, what do you think?
Oh, I think she should stay around, and let's turn up the mic. I can't argue with the sales, and I think Michael's points are well taken, but I do think that her message, and you're right, Michael, you know, she's the first woman to run for president, major political, that's just a fact, Jack, and you're right about that. I personally, though, if you want my evil take on it, I think her message is obsolete. I think her message makes a lot of sense if it were 1970, and I think as time goes forward, it's going to be a tougher sell. That's my take.
I'm waiting for Victoria to respond.
I think Michael's going, what? You know,
that's your opinion.
I put the ball on the tee with Joe, and now I'm just waiting for Victoria because I know she's going to.
Yeah, Victoria's going to jump me now. But I mean, everything she says is wrong. I just don't think that today's. I mean, let me just give you an anecdotal. I watch my kid go to school. You know, he goes to a boy-girl high school. The kids are 17. They're going to college now. I don't see any of the females, any of the girls that he talks about or we know that we talk about that are sitting around. Of course, they're kids, too. But sitting around saying, oh, I'm a woman. I don't have access here. I just don't see that in the generations that are coming in down the pike now. I think that if you're older.
How old are these kids, though, that we're talking about?
Well, as I said, they're only 17. But, I mean, I think if you're a little bit older, I think that Hillary's message may make more sense.
One of the reasons the girls today don't have to talk about that is because of women like Hillary. I mean, it's a blind eye to history because it's no longer relevant today. It's like saying Abraham Lincoln isn't important because we no longer have slaves. It's an old message. And I wasn't arguing the politics of Hillary's position. You're saying she shouldn't be around because you don't agree with her message. I'm saying she should be around because she's interesting. She's an important player.
No, I want her around because I want that message out there and I want people to evaluate it, and I'm thinking they're going to look at it. I don't mind. No, I want everybody to be heard all the time. I don't want anybody to be thrown into the ash heap of history. I never want anybody to be censored. I don't want any of that. I want people to hear what people have to say, because I believe in the American public will make their decisions one way or the other, and I'd rather have all voices be heard so that we can make those evaluations.
This brings us back. This brings us back to the topic we talked about before. When you use the term the American public, you mean the American public that you agree with, because I don't believe there is such a thing as the American public, which I think is the whole key to understanding today's politics and why somebody like Hillary or Trump or Bernie or any of the new bubbling up names that are going to be big in the next few years that we're not thinking about right now, why are they all important? You can't dismiss somebody's point of view or their relevance to their followers because they didn't win based on the rules of an election, or you disagree with them based on your particular strategy in mapping out your own media career.
Well, I think going back to the Hillary and the book sale thing just for a moment, I voted for Hillary. I was a big supporter of her. I was very surprised at the book sales. I really was. I didn't think it would be this big of a deal.
Why?
But I think because I guess I thought that more people had moved on, and I guess I was really wrong about that. And I think if I were President Trump, I would take a look at that and step away from my ego and think, okay, the country has not healed. They're not. This is an open wound still. People still want to know what happened. People are still interested in her story. They have not moved on and see that the divide that we all talk about is so palpable that, I mean, any intelligent politician on the other side would try to figure out a strategy of bringing the country together. Everything is so divided. Just like Michael said, everything is politicized. Lawrence O'Donnell freaking out at his studio with hammering going on became so political that it was ridiculous. We're all broadcasters. If someone's hammering outside of a live studio, you're going to be screaming at people. And it's not a political thing. But yet everybody made it political.
I didn't, it's funny, on the podcast yesterday, I played a lot of the tape.
Did you see the social media? I know maybe you didn't, Joe, but there was so much social media.
So for those of us who didn't see it, give us a quick synopsis.
Everybody, he's
going, she's right about that. I mean, somebody was hammering and he loses it. He goes completely crazy and says, get so-and-so on the phone, and is swearing and yelling and crazy and acting like a complete nut. I said, look,
which
I've
Bill
been
O'Reilly
there before.
Has done. Bill O'Reilly did it. Shepard Smith has done it. I mean, everybody in broadcasting has
not
had a
me
moment.
This time. That's exactly
right.
Well,
yeah, these tapes issue. Exist. Yeah, these tapes do exist, but yes, you're right. Victoria's right. It becomes a political issue. And again, it's because we are in a culture where we seek victory, not truth. Think about that. Anything that we could use to make our point in terms of where mm-hmm. we've attached our ego, what team we're a member of, we will distort it to our advantage. I'm using that in the general us. We're not talking about you, Joe.
All right, well, coming up in just 2 minutes, we will seek out the truth on a couple of the top stories, including healthcare, Russia, and that great, great story between Donald Trump and Kim Jong Ding Dong. It's 42 past the hour on the Countdown Show.
The Top Radio Countdown.
I'm Andy Solomon. T-Mobile has completely disrupted wireless, and Netflix has disrupted entertainment. What happens when you bring two disruptors together? You get Netflix on Us from T-Mobile. Tech expert Jennifer Jolly has more.
T-Mobile is giving people free Netflix if they get or already have a T-Mobile One family plan. And that's a big win because we all love getting something for free, right? So anyone with a T-Mobile One plan can now binge watch their favorite Netflix shows as much as they want, whenever they want, for free, and that includes taxes and fees.
While users of other wireless networks have seen their speeds plummet under the stress of offering unlimited data, T-Mobile's network speeds have increased and the company is doubling down on unlimited data with free Netflix subscriptions.
This year, Americans crossed a tipping point, spending more than 50% of screen time on smartphones and digital devices versus that traditional TV. So mobile viewing, it's expected to more than double by 2020.
For more information, visit T-Mobile.com/Netflix.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. It's officially fall, which means football fans are lining up at stadiums across the country to cheer on their favorite teams. According to a Bank of America survey, of the Americans planning to attend a tailgate this football season, more than half plan to travel for a game. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
While traveling to away games can be expensive, you can offset the cost by using the Right Rewards card that lets you earn points towards travel on your everyday purchases. With the Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card, you earn 1.5 points for every dollar spent. Whether buying a morning coffee or a new pair of shoes, points that you earn from these purchases can add up and pay off in a big way when you put them toward a trip to your favorite team's away game.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected. That's bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Get Relief Today wants to give you free information that shows you how. This program is proven to work for credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt. We'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558.
I want to introduce you to a remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies. To say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies every day. The cost to you, 22 cents per serving. The Balance of Nature fruit and veggies products help boost the immune system, up 720% if you do this every day. Balance of Nature fruits and veggies boost your immune system. You heard me right. What an amazing product. Give yourself better overall health. Go online to balanceofnature.com. Make sure you use the code DJV, and you'll get a free month supply using that code. You heard right. A free month. The code is DJV. The product is Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com for a free month supply using code DJV. Experience it for yourself. Balanceofnature.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, editor of Talkers Magazine, Joe Crummy, Evil Thoughts Podcast, and Victoria Keelan, co-host of the DJV Show, and Rich McFadden here with you. Doug is out this week. We'll return next week and be with you. All right, so now the number four and number three topics tied together here on the countdown list. At number four, Trump at the UN, and what a speech that was. And then, of course, you have Kim Jong Ding Dong responding this week and saying he will make America go down in flames, and that Trump is unfit to lead, and he's glad he built his nukes after hearing that speech. Michael, what did you take away from the speech and some of the things that President Trump said?
Oh, it was pure Trump, and those who love Trump will have just, you know, have a Trumpgasm watching that thing. And
I did. I felt
hashtag Trumpgasm.
Yeah, Trumpgasm. I just made that up. I'm having one as I'm speaking. So forgive me if I sound a little fluttery. But it was Trump. Right. It was Trump on a global stage. It was an amazing thing culturally to witness. If you don't like Trump, it was alarming. So people are both emboldened and going, yeah, he's still true to the core. He's taking it to the world. And others are outraged that it might not be safe and practical to approach the UN that way. The only thing that I really found fault with was his use of the word they. He referred to the UN as they as opposed to us, which I think was very telling.
I had an issue with him making up an African country, too. Nambia. I mean, I think we all want to visit Nambia.
Yeah.
Not a country, and he actually said that. It's an embarrassment on a global stage. He said that while he was hosting a group of African leaders, and they're all sitting there going, wait a minute, what country is Nambia? Which one is that? It's ridiculous.
You know, I
mean, learn a little geography, dude.
All right, Joe, what would you take?
Well, just this morning's take is, I guess, from last night that the North Korea guy, he was calling Trump a deranged U.S. dotard or dotard, and I don't know what that is. I haven't looked. Has anybody looked up D-O-T-A-R-D?
I think it's a dessert.
He called Trump yesterday. Look it up, anybody that's got it. Dotard? Retard? Dotard? I'm not sure. I've never heard the word D-O-T-A-R-D. You've got to wonder whether they've got a bunch of
I think it's part of the Nambian language.
An old person. It says an old person,
Michael,
especially
you're such a
one
wag.
Who's become weak or senile.
Oh, you've got it. You've got it.
Got it.
Okay, so it's weak or senile. I don't see
old
that with
person,
Trump. But
yep.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
I see the senility, sure.
All right, and then moving on to number two this week, it's the Russia investigation and Trump. And I think the interesting thing to come out this week about the Russia investigation is the whole Facebook ad sales.
Yup. Thank you. Thank you. That's it. Bingo.
And so Facebook has decided to turn over. At first, they said they weren't going to turn over any information about ads bought by a Russian background company. Over 3,000 ads meant to sway people's opinions on it. Now they say they are going to turn it over. And, Joe, what do you think? I mean, is this a slippery slope as to what Facebook will be turning over about us?
I think this is the high irony. I think this is high irony because what's going to happen now, and I've been predicting this on the podcast, that what's going to happen to Facebook, what's going to happen to YouTube, what is going to happen to Twitter is that, and I was saying it's going to take 20 years. It's not now. What's going to happen is they are going to be regulated like public utilities, and it's already started. It started at the UN, by the way. Speaking of the UN, they are looking into these Internet sites and saying, we want you to take down any terror-related stuff within an hour or two. Now, domestically in the United States, you've got Special Counselor Mueller, who's now looking into Facebook, and they want to know who bought the ads, when, where, how, and why. And these, and this is also, and Michael, I know you know this, and this is supposedly the year 2017 where the majority of people are going to get the majority of their news from the Internet, and the party is over, because you're going to see major countries now. You're going to see it in the U.S., and Mike, and what's-his-face, Zuckerberg is getting warrants sent to him left and right. They want to start to regulate now because this is where the Internet is, where the action is, and they know it. Politically, they're concerned about it, and they're also interested in national security as a general thing. This is the big story as far as I'm concerned, and we've been talking about it all week on the podcast. This is the future. This is where it's going, and ostensibly, I know I'm rambling here, but ostensibly it was all about getting Trump and Russia, and what may happen here is it ends up really going after people like Facebook who probably don't like Trump anyway, but it's going to be about regulating the Internet. That is going to be the legacy. Mueller is going to need a pound of flesh, and this is where he's going to get it.
Joe, I completely agree with you, and if we have a chance on the other side of the break to discuss this a bit further, it'd be great.
That's where it's at.
All right, coming up on 50 minutes past the hour, and we will. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Past the hour, Tech Talk time. It's a routine here on this program to go through the top five items from the week as we count down from number five to number one in terms of technology. I have sort of an add-on, Victoria Keelan. We'll do the honors for most of it, but there's some news from Kohl's that I thought was worthy of a moment here, bringing your Amazon returns to Kohl's. They announced that next month they'll start accepting Amazon returns at 82 stores. So is this the first step of Amazon taking over Kohl's?
Yeah, they do have, they have some sort of a partnership. I don't know if Amazon owns part of Kohl's already, but this definitely looks like this is the beginning of, I mean, when you can return things, and they, and Kohl's will ship your returns back to Amazon free. So that's kind of interesting, too.
What's going on there, All right, let's get to the real top five. That's sort of a countdown extra. Number five, a focus on Apple and how they're going to help you if you have... Well, I guess they want to help Siri, and then Siri helps you, right? Is that how this works?
Yeah, they're trying to hire counselors to improve Siri's mental health support for iPhone users. Of course, they've gotten a lot of attention with the new iPhone, the facial recognition and the emoji features and everything. But one of the things that they found in doing a lot of research into how people use the iPhone and especially how people use Siri is they found people have lengthy conversations with Siri, and a lot of the times it's about mental health. Siri has specifically been asked questions like about depression. People have actually asked Siri, what are the symptoms of depression? How do I know if I'm depressed? Things like that. And so Google has also been working on testing a mobile search for depression and symptoms as well. Beyond Apple and Google, other mental health apps that are becoming, they're becoming a little more in the forefront, there's one called PTSD Coach, and it's actually provided by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. They created the app to offer strategies and coping mechanisms for veterans who have PTSD and suffer from depression. And so Apple's sort of taking a little bit of a note from them and trying to find out how they can integrate that information into Siri.
All right, next, counting down to number one. At number four, a warning. I guess that's this is sort of a dire warning.
This is a big warning. Don't search online for Avril Lavigne. Use extra caution. McAfee, who, of course, is the security firm, they issued a statement this week saying that Avril Lavigne, searching for her, is the number one most dangerous celebrity to search for in terms of malware. And they said 22% of the time when you search for Avril Lavigne, if you go through any of those search results, that you will get a virus on your computer. So this, of course, affects PC users more than it does Mac users. However, there apparently are a list of celebrities. They're mostly musicians, which is weird. The top 10 list is dominated by musicians. Bruno Mars, Carly Rae Jepsen, Zayn Malik, and Celine Dion are the top five with Avril Lavigne. So be very careful if you're searching for any of those musicians and make sure that the links you land on and click on are secure.
All right, number three... back to Amazon and where they're going to locate their second headquarter.
Yeah, and so New York City this week, New York City this week threw their hat in the ring to lure Amazon.com's proposed second headquarters. They're calling it HQ2. The initial one will stay where it is in Seattle, but they are looking to go to a different state and most likely a larger city. So now, of course, everyone is trying to solicit Amazon. And one guy in Arizona, a businessman, in a very funny attempt to get Jeff Bezos' attention, sent him a 25-foot cactus. So we'll see where HQ2 ends up, but the deadline is October 19th for submissions.
Good. You got to be a good salesman for that. Number two is a way for you to get some dough out of your old iPhone.
Yeah, this is the iPhone 8. It was released this week, and so, of course, people are worried about how they can get the most money for their iPhone 7 or 6, and there are a lot of ways you can do it. You can go straight through the iPhone upgrade program. Amazon has a smartphone trade-in program, which will give you Amazon credit, and then you can also go to eBay, which is actually giving more money than other services right now.
Really? All right. And number one is a focus on why it's good to know how to use a Joybox, a joystick for in an Xbox.
Well, it's true. The U.S. Navy has announced that they will be using Xbox 360 video game controllers to operate periscopes on some of their newer, more advanced submarines. The USS Colorado is a nuclear-powered sub, and that will launch in November, and it will have an Xbox 360 controlling the imaging systems, which is very cool.
59 after the hour here.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.